50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got a candidate today, Linus?
You know, I think social media's biggest loser is the NFL, because, look, all these leaks come out about the schedule.
I disagree.
What does it make for 8 o'clock tonight?
Still plenty. And all those leaks lead up to the show. They're like free teases. You know what I mean?
So they're your biggest winner then. Interesting.
Yes. Yes. What's Cooking, brought to you by our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Bob, Josh Yowie in Stockholm sat down with Sidney Crosby. And Sid basically said he understood what happened with Sully. You know, he said, I played long enough to know that there's always going to be some kind of change when you don't get the results you want. He commended Sully, saying he did an unbelievable job with us. We're fortunate that we made so many great memories. And then Yowie asks him about the future and said Sid's tone changed. And he asked whether Sid could play a prominent role in determining the next Penguins coach. No, Sid said to Yowie. And Josh said, really? And Sid said, nope, I don't have any say on who our next coach is going to be, and I prefer it that way because ultimately I'm a hockey player. I'm not out there coaching games. I'm not a manager. Great get by Yowie. What do you make of the comments?
Yeah, he went all the way to Sweden to get that, or Denmark, wherever they are. So I thought that was interesting. And yeah, I think most of us felt that he always had a hand in something. That's pretty stern, and if it's true, that's good. He likes to just be away, do his thing. He concentrates on him, part of the entire team concept, and that way he can wash his hands of anything that may happen that he had an impact on. So I think that's a good thing.
Pirates bust out of their slump today. Did they win?
Who's pitching? Do we know?
Clay Holmes against Falter. Clay Holmes.
Well,
remember
Clay,
him?
He has a new pitch.
Yeah. I think you're going to get 7 strong innings from Falter. And a low-scoring 3-2 game.
You think Brian Reynolds plays?
No, I think he'll get off tonight.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Joe, you got a tea time coming up.
Goodbye,
he's
Joe.
And running,
enjoy your tea time.
Out the door.
Good luck. There
he's
he goes.
Say goodbye to you, Austin.
Still wearing his headphones.
He has
no
headphones
goodbye.
On. He's ready to roll. That's how serious he is about golf.
That's very mean of him. Bob, I would like to give a shout-out to Baldwin Baseball today that is playing against Peters Township, first round of the playoffs. It's their first time back in 10 years.
How about that?
For the playoffs. So good luck to them.
It doesn't look like it's going to rain, does it?
Oh, I hope not.
No.
I have a friend who's on the Peters Township staff that actually went to Baldwin with me that plays on my wiffle ball team, Jake.
There's a big history there in Baldwin.
Yes.
Wiffle to baseball. Before we go, can we play Lou from Hermitage? Because
yes.
This happened on Saturday, and Joe had teased it, and it's very funny to me how it was Mother's Day weekend, and I get this call. I'm going to move along to Lou in Hermitage. Hey, Lou.
I've been looking at that for months.
Lee.
In the garden.
Lou.
I don't know what you could.
I think
it.
Your wife's unhappy. She sounded unhappy. It's Mother's Day, Lou. You got to do better.
Oh, poor Lou.
I wanted that to go on longer. Joel hung up on him. I wanted to hear more.
That could have went completely off the rails.
It could have.
I think it already was.
He was trying to protect Lou's wife and Lou.
and Lou. And probably Lou. Probably the best thing there.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. I know Pony and Mahler are coming up. They'll have a lot, and they'll take you all the way up till 6 o'clock, and there could be more bells ringing like you've been ringing all day whenever there's a NFL schedule. How about this? Derrick Henry and the Ravens extend the deal there. 2 more years, $30 million, 25 fully guaranteed. How about that?
Great.
He had 18 touchdowns last year.
Oh, he dominated last year.
One day he's going to get injured, don't you? I hate to wish that on him, but I mean, sooner or later, the way he plays, but he's been injury-free pretty much, and he doesn't miss games.
I mean, early in his career, he was a little bit banged up, but he's aged like a fine wine, like Cam Hayward.
It's unbelievable. He keeps going strong, and that tells you how they're going to play. It's going to be the same.
Cam and Derrick Henry, 2 Hall of Famers. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same channel, and we'll know the exact schedule, and so we can delve more into what that means for the Steelers. Moving forward, so Joe's already left the building. Austin's about to do so. I'm heading out to KDK. We have an 8:30 p.m. special tonight on the KDK Plus on the schedule release, which one final bell means what?
The show's over.
Oh.
Goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye.